Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
Sarah's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Guess who's
back again? Pop, pop, it's game time. Game time. Sarah's back again.
Oh, snap. Five questions right now. Put some money in your pocket. Keep up.
College of Hollywood Knowledge in the air. Gotta get more right than me. Keep up.
Welcome to the College of Hollywood Knowledge, brought to you by Jersey Mike's. With that, it is a battle of Sarah's today. Sarah in studio versus Sarah in Holly Springs. Good morning, Sarah in Holly Springs.
Good morning.
Will you please take us off speakerphone or Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, sounds so much better. I heard feedback in my headphones. Thank you. Other Sarah, get out of the studio, please.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Sarah.
Sarah in Holly Springs, more right than Sarah. You get a $100 tie goes to Sarah, okay?
Got it.
Number one, Caitlin Clark had the biggest jersey sales of all time in any sport for a professional draft night. Speaking of basketball, name the basketball-centered comedy Will Ferrell starred in where he played on the Flint Tropics.
Tropic Thunder.
Yes. Question number two, Katy Perry said she wants this artist named for a dessert to replace her on American Idol. Is that Eminem? Is that Jelly Roll, or is that Re-Nana Pudding?
I'm not entirely sure. Let's say Jelly Roll.
Number three, Aerosmith will be coming to Raleigh in February of next year for their last tour ever. What song of theirs was featured in the movie Armageddon, and because of it has become one of their most played songs of all time?
Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
There it is. Number four, Brian.
I still get goosebumps to this day at the Steven Tyler scream parts. That song at the end, amazing.
It's good.
Question number four, Pam Anderson has been cast opposite of Liam Neeson in the remake of this classic movie franchise that was led by the late Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, gosh, just saw something about this the other day.
From the files of Police Squad.
Any guess, Sarah in Holly Springs?
All right, I got nothing.
Moving
Sorry.
On. Number five, that didn't last long. The Golden Bachelor and his soon-to-be ex are heading for divorce after only 3 months. What leading lady did Gary end up marrying? Was it Alma, Teresa, or Nelda?
Teresa.
All right, come on back, Sarah.
Welcome.
Sarah in Holly Springs. 3 out of 5 right in the College of Hollywood Knowledge.
All right.
You were excited. You said yes on number one, but that was actually incorrect. So 3 out of 5 for Sarah in Holly Springs, okay? Get 3 right, you tie, keep your money, you miss 3, you lose. Number one, Caitlin Clark had the biggest jersey sales of all time in any sport for a professional draft night. Speaking of basketball, name the basketball-centered comedy Will Ferrell starred in where he played on the Flint Tropics.
Will Ferrell basketball movie? I have no idea. Stretch?
No, she Stretch. Said Tropic Thunder. Correct answer is Semi-Pro. Is
never heard of it.
I don't know why when you said Tropic Thunder, it hit me as correct. I thought, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I get it, man. Number two.
Question number two. Katy Perry said she wants this artist named for a dessert to replace her on American Idol. Is that Eminem? Is that Jelly Roll? Or is that Re-Nana Pudding? That was for you.
That was great.
Rihanna Pudding, I like it.
That's Jelly Roll.
That is correct.
Rihanna Pudding.
Title one apiece, number three. Aerosmith will be coming to Raleigh in February of next year for their last tour ever. What song of theirs was featured in the movie Armageddon, and because of it has been one of their most popular songs of all time? In Armageddon.
I'm not a big Aerosmith fan.
We did not give her any hints. Need a guess, Sarah.
I don't know. I don't remember. I can't remember the name of it.
I could stay awake. Don't want to miss a thing.
Just to hear you breathing.
And that's why I don't like them.
Sarah in Holly Springs has taken the 2-1 lead. Number four.
Number four, Pam Anderson has been cast opposite of Liam Neeson in the remake of this classic movie franchise that was led by the late Leslie Nielsen.
I gotta say,
Pam Anderson is coming through in the best way right now. That is the Naked Gun.
This sequel, or this spinoff, whatever you call it, remake, just gets wilder and wilder.
Can't wait for it.
Might have saved you, Sarah. And number five, that didn't last long. The Golden Bachelor and his soon-to-be ex are heading for divorce after only 3 months. What leading lady did Gary end up marrying? Alma, Teresa, or Nelda?
Oh, it's Miss Teresa.
It is. Sarah saved on question number five. But hey, for showing up today, you are getting a $20 gift card to Jersey Mike's. So congratulations on that, okay?
Awesome.
All right. I'm sorry you tied Sarah in the College of Hollywood Knowledge. Thank you for playing today. Have a great Wednesday, Sarah, right there, so we can get you that gift card, all right?
Alrighty, thank you.
You're very welcome. In the meantime, calling someone here momentarily to get qualified for game one tickets for the Canes. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix.
Bored with your current job? Looking for a new career? With better pay and better conditions? Sunrise Dental may have just what you're looking for with their Sunrise School of Dental Assisting. Train to be a dental assistant in only 13 weeks of 2 evening classes per week. Classes take place at a Raleigh dental office and are taught by experienced professionals. Open to anyone who has graduated from high school or above. Apply today and receive $300 off tuition. Go to sunriseschoolofdentalassisting.com.